Hello and welcome. This is Pastor Jim. Welcome to Fasting and Prayer, Volume Book 1. The kingdom of heaven is at hand, near unto you, even now. Matthew 10, 7 through 8. Authorized King James Version. Verse 7. And as you go, preach, teach, demonstrate, declare, show, decree, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand, near unto you, has come, and is here now. Verse 8. Heal the spiritually, mentally, and physically sick. Spiritually, mentally, and physically cleanse the lepers, the outcast. Spiritually, mentally, emotionally raise the dead. Those spiritually separated from their loving Heavenly Father. Those who are dead in their sins to agape love. Cast out devils, evil, and unclean spirits. Satan is demons out of their spiritual strongholds, their fortresses, their lands, their territory, and free the spiritual captives of spiritual slave masters, controllers of the matrix, the lords, the rulers, kings. Freely you have spiritually received, so freely spiritually give unto others. Matthew 10:16, Authorized King James Version, verse 16. Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be you therefore wise as serpents. Don't be ignorant. Have my spiritual knowledge and truth, my authority and dominion, and be harmless, simple, gentle as doves. Acts 26:16-18. Authorized King James Version. Verse 16. But rise and stand up upon your feet, for I have spiritually appeared unto you for this purpose, to make you a minister and a witness both of these things which you have seen, and of those things in which I will appear unto you. Verse 17. Delivering you from the people and from the Gentile, unto whom now I send you. Why? Verse 18. To spiritually open their spiritual eyes, their heart, and to spiritually turn them from spiritual darkness, ignorance, to light, to truth, and from the power of Satan, which is sin, unto God, so that they, these that are in spiritual darkness, in ignorance, and controlled by Satan through sin, may spiritually receive forgiveness of sins and a spiritual inheritance, the kingdom of heaven, among them that are spiritually sanctified, righteous by faith, belief, understanding, knowledge, and truth that is in me, the Heavenly Father's Son, His living Word, Christ Jesus, the Word of God Himself, the King of the Kingdom of Heaven, the image and likeness of the God, the Most High, the Heavenly Father. Mark 16:15-18, Authorized King James Version, verse 15. And Christ Jesus said unto them, His disciples, go you into all the world and preach, declare, show, demonstrate, manifest the gospel, the good news of the kingdom of heaven to every creature, all humanity, all human spirits, and to the devils and the demons and to Satan too. Verse 16. He that believes your good news of the kingdom of heaven and is baptized, fully immersed into the fullness of the kingdom of heaven, shall be saved, fully knowing he is in Christ himself. But he that believes not in the kingdom of heaven and its Savior not, shall be damned, still under the judgment of death for the sin of Adam, and thus was born into the nature of sin, rebellion. Verse 17. And these spiritual signs shall follow, be with them, accompany them, witness to the kingdom of heaven that is here on the earth now and is at work for them that believe in the kingdom of heaven and its good news. Cast out devils, demons, Satan. They shall speak with new tongues of agape love, power and authority and dominion to the world, all creatures, beings, all creation. Verse 18. They shall pick up and dislodge serpents, devils, bewitchments, evil devices, strongholds. And if they drink, ingest, believe in, take in for their spiritual thirst, poison, bitterness, fear, anger, shame, rejection, words of death, take in bitter waters, this drink shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically, and carry these burdens, these diseases, these sicknesses, by being a spiritual priest unto me, the Holy One, the Lord God, the Most High, the Heavenly Father. And they shall recover. I will hear their prayers and request for the others. I will take, heal, loose them from their infirmities, their weaknesses, diseases, their burdens, their torments, their brokenness, their heaviness, their curses, their sins, judgments, and punishments away, and forgive them, deliver them, and heal them. Mark 1:14-15. Authorized King James Version. Verse 14. Now, after that, after Jesus Christ being in the wilderness for 40 days and tempted of Satan, John was put in prison. Jesus came into Galilee, preaching, proclaiming, demonstrating, manifesting, revealing, showing good news of the kingdom of God, his power and dominion through his Holy Spirit. Verse 15. And saying, the time is fulfilled, and the spiritual kingdom of God, heaven, is at hand, here now, close to you. Repent, change your thinking, believing, thoughts of not knowing this good news, and raise your thoughts back up to the high place of the kingdom of heaven, and believe the gospel, the good news of this kingdom, the government of heaven, is back on the earth, in the world of the unseen, the realm of the spirit on the earth now. And I am spiritually proclaiming, announcing, decreeing it, this good news to you, revealing it to you, demonstrating it to you. What you lost has spiritually returned. Return to the world on the earth. The original government of heaven has been returned to all of humanity so they can rule and govern and manage the affairs of all creations. All of life on earth as the kingdom of heaven rules in heaven. Governor of this country, this nation and government, the Holy Spirit has been returned to humanity. Rejoice! Believe and see it at work. Come and see. Kingdom of heaven is at hand, near unto all, even now.